A museum in Avalon, Mississippi was destroyed by a fire yesterday. It honored the legendary blues man John Hurt. NPR's Nita Ulaby spoke to the musician's granddaughter.
The Mississippi John Hurt Museum was a sharecropper shack with a tin roof, 200 years old. It was filled with memorabilia, all of it now gone.
Everything, the furniture he had as a child.
Mary Frances Hurt runs her grandfather's foundation and his museum, which attracted blues fans from all over the world. Mississippi John Hurt taught himself to play the guitar when he was only 9 years old. At times, he could not afford his own guitar and had to borrow instruments from others. Songs Hurt recorded in the late 1920s enraptured folk music enthusiasts 3 decades later.
Make me down, pat it on your throat. Make me down.
Before he died at the age of 73, Mississippi John Hurt played before thousands of fans at the Newport Folk Festival. His dexterous, dynamic approach to the blues was lovingly recorded by producers and archivists. Hurt's granddaughter lives in Illinois. She had not seen the damage to his museum when we spoke.
I talked to the curator. It is burned to the ground. Well, he called me with tears in his voice. He said that it's a mess. It's a devastating mess.
Mary Frances Hurt believes it may have been arson. Local authorities told NPR no foul play is suspected at this time. Still, Hurt worries about preserving local black history in her grandfather's old hometown.
I read this song about the hometown Avalon.
Avalon was immortalized in this Mississippi John Hurt song called Avalon Blues. Recently, his granddaughter says, a local black cemetery was encroached upon when the county widened a road. Now that the museum has burned down, she says, a church is the only thing left marking Avalon's history as a formerly all-African-American town.
Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind.
Nita Ulaby, NPR News.
Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind.